This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to you live on this early Saturday morning as we record this show for the weekend from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN Radio Network and also USA Radio, Salem Media Group stations around the country and leading independents all around the country and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Hello to Maria and company in Germany listening to us on the German affiliate we have. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That would be, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail haulers getting the mail through under some horrific conditions lately through those tornado areas, suicide jockeys hauling gas, hauling diesel, hauling jet fuel, doing a great job. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. You also can find us over at the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and, of course, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, all that being said, we're going to go out to California IA. We're going to bring in our friend, the professor of politics, and that would be none other than Mr. Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And we're going to get started here, say the pledge, and then we're going to go right to the telephone. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Yep. And we emphasize those two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's right.
All right, let's go right to the phone. We've got David in Sandusky, Michigan, listening to us on our affiliate up there, News Talk 660, AM 660. Okay, David, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm still sticking with it. The place I stay at, it don't even have a flag out front.
Okay.
A U.S. flag.
What does it
mean? I got one hanging in my living room.
Okay.
All and right. I made up a banner from a little saying that I heard on the broadcast from the Revolutionary War, I guess it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Where no king but King Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
I just wanted to get a message out to, I don't know if they listen to you or not, but just wanted to let them know that I'm not very happy with that EGBTQ crap.
Yeah, they did. They did a bang up job with the Dodgers last night.
Yeah, and they're they're different places here in town. They got their flags hanging.
Good for them.
And I sure don't appreciate that.
Now, are these businesses that are doing this?
Well, I guess there's one place out just north of the Four Corners. I don't know how far, but that has it, that has one hanging.
All right. Well, if it's a business, I'd stop doing business with them.
I don't do business with hardly anybody around town anyways.
Okay. All right. Well, David, let us go. We'll put that out there for consumption. You just did. How's that?
Yeah. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Glad to hear you're on the mend.
I am. I really am. Okay, thank you very much, sir. Yep. All right, that's David in Sandusky, Michigan, up there listening to us on AM 660. Comments, Kyle?
Well, I think, you know, he was talking about, I think, businesses that don't want to display the flag, and, you know, you don't have to go to a business that you don't like.
Well, here's the deal. If it's a national holiday and you're supposed to be displaying the flag because it's a holiday and you don't, that's one thing. But when you display a flag that has nothing to do with the holiday, for example, Juneteenth, they're flying the gay flag on Juneteenth. What's Juneteenth have to do with the gay agenda? Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Zero.
Right. Well, you might see different flags for different reasons. You know, lately I've been seeing a lot of Iranian flags with the idea of trying to change the regime in Iran. You have a lot of supporters that or people want to express
You're sure about that, huh? But if the Iranian flag doesn't want to change the regime, you're sure about that?
Well, because they say they want to free Iran, that kind of thing.
Well, when I see an Iranian flag flying on U.S. soil, I think it's somebody supporting Iran.
It could very well be. But I see a lot of different political expression in that vein. So people may fly different flags for different reasons, yeah.
Yep, but there's only one flag that flies all the time every day. That's the United States of America, the red, white, and blue. Remember that, and remember your flag etiquette. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
You betcha, and I will be at Two Guys Gun Shows today in Largo at the Largo Event Center on 126th Street, north, just west of U.S. 19. By the way, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program. That's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. I will have some of those bags with me of the Relief Factor three-week quick start if you want to try it, and you'll be able to buy it from me and get it started that way. Save yourself at least $20 right off the bat because you'll get another chance when you decide to order it for $19.95 instead of paying the full price. So you get two shots at it for the low price. How about that? ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The things I do to help the people out.
That's right, sure.
All right, here we go. Back to the draw. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has a plan to stop the IRS from playing SWAT. What's she talking about?
You know, I'm not quite sure. Do you know about that? Because
of course I
know
do.
So what is she saying?
Remember the 87,000 IRS agents that were hired to have guns and badges and come visit your door, knock on and say, excuse me, you owe us some money. Remember that?
Right, yeah, they proposed to hire that many. Exactly, yes.
Well, they defunded that, so that's not going to happen, number one. But they're still trying to bring it back in another fashion. So she is talking about rescinding some of the arrest powers that the IRS agents have and putting it back in the where it started to begin with the federal marshals, which is a whole different ballgame. You don't have the scalpel showing up to knock on your door and make waves for everybody. oh, this guy's a tax cheat or whatever. You know, they do it in a more professional manner, and that's where she's going.
Well, certainly, you know, I think people look at the Internal Revenue Service as an administrative arm, right, of the federal government.
It's never been an enforcement arm, yep.
And not an enforcement arm, exactly, in the sense that if you owed back taxes, they could, you know, come after you. They can garnish your wages. They can do all these things, but these are all administrative acts. And they may even file suit, or they may seize your property. They may do all this kind of stuff, which is within their power. But certainly the notion of sending out people, quote unquote, to knock on your door, certainly kind of goes beyond the pale, I think, to most Americans' way of thinking. And unfortunately, we have the Democrat Party elite who love to be able to find new ways to try to intimidate or try to collect taxes, but that's just not the way that it goes. You're right. Things that have to do with enforcement need to be done by professional law enforcement and not by sort of a new group that would be brought in. That seems a little weird.
Yesterday, I asked you if you were going to go up on the Virgin Galactic space ride, whatever they're doing, tour.
No, of course not. I don't. In fact, I think it's limited. I think it's not open to the public at this point. Eventually, it will be. But I think the people have already been chosen who are going to test fly this thing. I think, or test ride.
Yeah, they're gonna be chosen, all right, to the tune of $400,000 a person.
Yep.
So when are you going?
Well, I don't think so unless there's a windfall, you know, some long.
Unless you go to
long,
Vegas and hit the jackpot, yeah.
That's right, or an estranged aunt from, you know, somewhere, a cousin three times removed, or so. Who knows? But no, of course not. But it is exciting. To think about that this is going to become perhaps more commonplace as we move into the future, and people will get a whole different perspective, I think, on our little place in the universe.
Okay. Well, my point for saying this is the fact that we don't really know at the moment what's going to happen. This is the future of space travel, so to speak. We talked with Chris Markowski yesterday about it. There will be more plans, more things to do. But get this, China is now in a high-speed race versus the U.S. to get to the moon and set up a space base on the moon.
Yes, we hear about this, and certainly the Chinese government is looking to gain dominance and supremacy and in many different avenues, not the least of which, of course, is going to be more military innovation. And they're designing a new warship class, basically, from what we understand, that's going to incorporate what they call science fiction-y types of things.
And American technology.
Yeah, well, of course.
That they stole. Mm-hmm.
Right, but they try to up the ante. So a new moon race, and of course we've got plans to with this. Not the Atlas rocket? It's called something else. But they're looking to get back to the moon in a few years. It looks like. But certainly, you know, the Chinese want to again do what the United States did way back when, and that is sort of get this new national prominence if they could land a manned mission onto the moon.
Now, we talked about this last hour, but we didn't talk about it a lot. There has been a huge amount of backlash by the American consumer against companies that have been pushing the gay pride agenda. So far, reportedly, from these companies themselves, they have lost a total of $28 billion worth of market value of their products. How can this even benefit anybody? They've had to lay off people. Some places may have to shut their doors. How can you call this in any way a success or a benefit? How can you do that?
Well, I think that there's sort of a bandwagon mentality, Captain, that goes into a lot of this. I mean, we see what Disney does in terms of, you know, even the broader sense, the woke culture, as it's being called. Certainly just different things that might be very divisive, or very political. And I think that there's a bandwagon mentality. Well, you know, other companies are doing that. We better do that. There's a certain sense of, wait a minute, we might get sued by somebody who says that we're not supporting them or this kind of thing. I think companies are learning some pretty expensive lessons in this. And by the way, I mean, the LGBTQ pride thing for these companies, even they have to realize mm-hmm. that people in the gay community, they're not monolithic. Number one, not everybody supports everything that some of the more extreme activists are telling you about, and these companies are kind of latching on, and they're trying to repel certain customers, maybe they're trying to get others, but it's not working. They need to go back to just making a great product, having a store with stuff in it, and everybody can go shop.
All right, well, let's finish the segment with this before we go to the bottom of the hour. Northwestern University, they're out there in Illinois, Northwestern, their college GOP score students scored a major win over the woke student government and wiped that slate right off the calendar. The Northwestern College is now run by the GOP student body.
Well, it's very interesting. And again, I think you get an
exhaustion. We're talking Illinois now.
That's yeah. right. Mm-hmm. But I think you get an exhaustion of, again, the constant conflict, the constant sort of rubbing it in your face that, you know, you got to think like us. You got to do what we say. You can only use these words. You can't use these other words. You have to do this and that. And people just get kind of tired of it. And hopefully, Captain, yeah. hopefully a lot of these college students see these things in their history books and they say, this sounds really familiar to what we were studying.
Here's the deal. I don't care what they throw out there. I don't care what they do. Just don't try to ram it down my throat or it's going to get rammed back in your head.
Well, but again, this is what I'm talking about, this exhaustion factor that's there of people simply saying, no, wait a minute, you know, we're still the land of the free and the home of the brave,
yep.
and we get to think how we want to think,
sure.
no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody's going to argue with them for their right to say what they want to say. Nobody. Have at it. But just don't try to drill it down our throats. We're not going to take it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, see, it's a control factor. It's a control mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being free, you have to be controlled.
All right. Speaking of control, here comes the controller at the bottom of the hour. Kyle, you hang on there. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we roll along. And here's where I'm going to be today.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of eight.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. President Biden said Friday his administration has done the most for common sense gun regulation.
We established a strike force to crack down on gun trafficking across state lines, including guns brought up from Georgia, South Carolina, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. All told, we've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors, probably than all my predecessors.
He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders could lose his foot. In a video posted on YouTube this week, Sanders revealed he's still having pain and blood flow issues in his left foot and was told by university doctors that it may need to be amputated. And Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. Engineers say it would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And by the way, I would highly recommend Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because they helped me with my problem. They identified it, probably saved my life in the process, no doubt about it. So they can help you too if you're having a lot of trouble with maybe you've got swollen legs, ankles, knees, feet, hips, whatever the deal might happen to be. There's a reason for that, and it's not good, and they need to get on it as soon as possible to drain and get that fluid out of you, which is making you the way you are. A lot of people go, oh, look at that big fat person. No, they're not fat. That's water. That's water retention and the fluids that are in your body. That's what happened to me. And I know because I lost 112 pounds as a result of the procedures that I was given. All right, back to the telephone line, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Yabba-dabba-doo. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I had to throw that in there. You know, we got another problem, not just Joe Biden, with losing their capacity to operate. This senator out of Pennsylvania, Fetterman, I don't know if you saw the speech he gave, but he struggled trying to give it, really struggled trying to give the speech during a Senate infrastructure hearing.
Yes, well, he's been struggling a lot, unfortunately. He's definitely suffering from the effects that he's endured from the stroke and so forth. And it's very sad. It's very difficult to watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
To see somebody go through something like that. But of course, you know, this is all politics, and he's still there, I guess, because the politics demands it. Although I can always remember, and I keep going back to Joe Biden saying to Fetterman's wife, "You're going to make a great lady of the Senate."
Mm-hmm.
And so again, one wonders if they've already projected into the future that at some point he might resign, she might get appointed.
Well, maybe he'll go try to give her a little touchy feel like he did Eva Longoria yesterday.
Well, hopefully not. We saw the video of President Biden. So
pretty obvious.
And unfortunately, that shouldn't happen. That's not right.
Not from a president.
Not from anybody. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but not from a president. I don't care about anybody. Not from a president. You are the example for everybody else to watch.
Well, exactly. When it's the president, then it's on the news, or it's always being on camera. But right. But that's the kind of thing that we're not supposed to. No one's supposed to be doing. So that's unfortunately. And I don't think he's going to get called out on it too harshly from the mainstream media. You watch.
Well, you didn't hear the mainstream media say a word.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Because they are for Joe Biden.
Okay. Are you a sports enthusiast?
Well, certainly. I really love baseball because we have a little bit of a connection to baseball, so it's always been very dear to me, yes.
What do you think about an NCAA panel that is now calling for the NCAA to drop marijuana from the banned drug list? You want a bunch of high football players out there running around in the field?
Yeah, certainly, we've seen some real evolution, right, with marijuana, especially when it comes to the quote unquote medicinal uses of marijuana. And unfortunately, I do have some experience in dealing with a dispensary, that created all kinds of havoc, all kinds of problems, under the guise of it's all for medical use. But certainly, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, because any kind of substance, you don't want your players, if they came in drinking, that also would not be, okay to do, right? And play the game.
Now we have another poll in front of me that I just got from NPR, National Public Radio, and Marist University. It's a national poll. And it finds that most Republican voters want Donald Trump to stay in the race and keep running.
Yeah, we've seen that. It's definitely very interesting. Again, polls are snapshots of where we're at in time. And there's a lot of ground to cover between now and November of 2024, I correct myself. But definitely right now, and of course also because you're not hearing a lot from other candidates. Other candidates just can't get any traction. Trump does suck all the air out of the room, and he's definitely the front runner. So again, unless something else changes, Trump does something or goes down some other path, You know, it just all it remains to be seen. But I think the relevant fact here, Captain, is that people are looking to try to counter the damage that Joe Biden and his policies and the Democrat Party elite have done in a relatively short period of time. You know, things weren't like this the day that Donald Trump left office. You know, just forget about all the election stuff and who did what and so forth. Just what the state of affairs that day when Joe Biden took the oath of office was very different than it is right now.
You know who Tom Fitton is, right?
Right, he's from Judicial Watch, I believe.
Well, Tom Fitton and others on the Judicial Watch committee, a panel, were on television, and they were talking about Donald Trump's indictment, and they all agreed that Donald Trump was an innocent man on all 37 counts of the indictment, because 31 of them, the way they're worded, they that by the laws of the land, including the Constitution of the United States of America, which gives the president certain powers, he was not guilty of anything.
Well, and this is where, again, now the government's brought these charges. Trump is trying to put together a legal team at this point. There was some of his legal team, and one prominent person did actually leave very recently, citing what they called irreconcilable differences. But President Trump should be able to put together a legal team that can go after each one of these charges and demonstrate that they have no validity, if that's in fact the case. And again, he's got to put all this together. But because these charges have been brought, they're not going to get summarily dropped anytime soon. So it will be a fight in order to try to clear this up.
Well, obviously, everything's going to be a fight. And he does have certain members of the Congress that are behind him, too. He may have enough votes in the Congress to override some of the stuff, the legal stuff. We'll see, because there's definitely... This case could even wind up in the Supreme Court, since it's the first one of its type.
Well, I think you're right about that. But here's the problem, right? When you now let's just say there's some end to this case, but then it gets appealed, it goes to the Supreme Court. That day, if the Supreme Court sides with Donald Trump, for lack of a better way of putting it, then suddenly there's going to be calls that the Supreme Court is illegitimate. Now, I noticed, Captain, that the other day when the Supreme Court made something, a ruling for that in favor of Democrats, nobody called the court illegitimate at that point from the Democrat side. So it's all political.
Well, Trump's attorney says we plan to depose people in a criminal trial. That's got to have the Democrats thinking, who are they going to depose?
Well, see, but this is part of the process, right? Especially when now, number one, you've got the everybody's got to get cleared in order to handle these documents or no one, you know, have access to them. Then if they're going to throw you 37 counts, well, then yeah, you're going to go bury them in paperwork and depositions from your end.
And I'm going to throw you on hold because we're going to break, and we'll be right back with more Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2 coming up. Yep, we got some changeable weather going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
can play that for about an hour and a half, Kyle. That's Nickelback and, of course, ZZ Top's version of Sharp Dressed Man. Oh, wait a minute.
That's right.
Yeah. I was going to say, where'd you go?
Yeah. Sharp Dressed Man. That's right. Nickelback.
Yep. Really good. Really good sounding. All right. Well, let's get going here. Start us out in the West because we got some activity coming my way that I got to let the people know about. Go for it.
Well, that's right, Captain, and as we were looking at last hour, we do have some wind conditions that can be with us here as we go through the weekend, especially up near Reno and Nevada, up on I-80, heading out towards Winnemucca on the California side, up towards Susanville on 395, and also all the way down towards Mount Bishop if you're going to be traveling through that area, so do be aware of that. We continue to have a fire weather warning, which means you're going to have low humidity, but also gusty winds, hot and dry, unstable conditions continue across that whole area, pretty much Santa Fe, south on down to the border with Texas and Mexico, and that should persist at least through Saturday, so you want to be aware of that. If you're coming out of Denver on I-70 heading over towards Kansas, you've got an aerial flood watch in effect there, and it looks like that's going to be on until, I think, midday of Saturday or Saturday morning, basically. So you could still get some flooding caused by excessive rainfall in that area. So do be careful out there this weekend, and back to the Captain.
Well, you've got flooding in Kansas, all right, and a lot of it, especially over there around Goodland, in about 75, now about 100 miles, and it's moving to the east a little bit, raining very hard. And again, on those two-lane roads over there in Kansas, can't see what's going on. You got water in the road, don't drive through it. Turn around, don't drown. You are not going to know whether or not that water's moving strong enough to move your vehicle. And it could very well take you downstream, and that's the last we hear about you. Hasta la vista. Now, we've got this system, and I've been watching it all night long, moving across I-10. Right now, it's over along I-10 almost to Tallahassee, along the water's edge. Rip currents, waves, tide, a lot of flooding in the panhandle tonight. Where Frank Silvato lives, I know they've got flooding because I can see the solid green with the light green mixed in with the yellow, which means that they've also got some severe storm warnings up there. It's also about halfway across the bottom part of Georgia, almost all the way to Valdosta, but sure up there, you'll get it soon. Good Lord. This is just a big mess right now, and there are going to be severe thunderstorms in the mix today. There will be hail coming down. There's a possibility of tornadoes, all of that. And the temperatures are going to skyrocket. Houston, down to Brownsville, over to Eagle Pass, and all the way across east, probably into Mississippi, you'll have the heat index up over 115 degrees. That's really scorching, really scorching. And elsewhere in Texas and the southern part of Arkansas and part of Louisiana, you're going to have temperatures, the heat index approaching 100 degrees. So lots of heat, lots of rain coming across the panhandle of Florida, and that eventually is going to find some of its way down towards us tonight, probably here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, we've also got scorching hot temperatures down in South Florida tonight, across Everglades Alley, I-75, all the way down to Marathon. So that's what we got. Okay, Kyle, tell us why we go to the Pilot and Flying J, sir.
Well, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. Whether it's hot or cold outside, they've got what you need, your fuel, your supplies, and, of course, your amenities as well. Be sure to check them out, pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, on the line we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, I'm going to lead the questioning here with this first issue because I think Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and their associates are shaking in their boots right now because Devin Archer is being talked to by the GOP, and apparently
the beans are being spilled on this $10 million Ukraine bribe. That's everything I've been hearing for the last 24 hours.
Kevin Archer has been in negotiations. He was supposed to have already testified, but now they're in negotiations to delay that testimony. And Comer is now looking at a possibility of $50 million. When they look at some of these numbers that are coming from a couple of the banks that are cooperating, because the Department of Treasury is not cooperating. We also have some people inside the Joe Biden orbit that have apparently, at least one has left the State Department to be part of a team that defends all things Hunter and Joe and Jim and the rest of the family.
Yep.
There's a lot of people here that are involved. And, Comer said he's not going to give up, and I don't think they should give up.
Nope.
I will tell you this, however. I believe I would go back just a little bit. And I think if I were Comer, I would actually subpoena the FBI for the Hillary Clinton email server. Now, that sounds a little strange, perhaps, to some. But the reason I say that is because my gut tells me that this has been this would send a kind of a shot across the bow. We need to find out what was really on that server. We don't know. So, I think I would be going somewhat backwards on this one a little bit because, Hunter, the question is, where did Hunter get these names and these contacts to start with in the first place?
Okay, hold that thought because you got a great way to start in here when we come back in. Kyle Warren, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's about to get real. Don't go anywhere. Grab the popcorn.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.